Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Virtually all trees in our landscapes will need to be pruned during their lives, particularly in the first 2 decades after planting. Sometimes a tree may need to be pruned in some way to help it, such as in dealing with storm damage, reducing limb weight, removing dead limbs, and stopping the spread of diseases. More often, trees are pruned to adapt them to our urban environments, including keeping limbs from coming in contact with power lines, rubbing against the home, hanging too low, or obstructing views. Pruning may also be done to make trees more attractive in the home landscape. Home gardeners can carry out minor pruning, especially to train younger trees before they get so large. Now, when pruning a tree, you must have a clear idea of what you are trying to accomplish. Ask yourself specifically why you feel the tree needs to be pruned. Answer that question in detail, and then carefully consider which branches need to be cut to achieve your specific goals. When evaluating your tree for pruning, try to anticipate potential problems. Look at where branches are growing and how low they are on the tree. Then imagine the years going by and how that branch will grow. Will it eventually cause problems? Will it eventually be low and interfere with mowing? Will it eventually hit the roof of your house? Will it eventually grow into the street? Look into the future, see where the branches are growing, and try to deal with it ahead of time. It's best to remove branches when they're relatively small. When possible, avoid removing branches larger than about 4 inches in diameter. Pruning larger branches creates really big wounds, which will take a long time to heal. Anticipating issues, deciding what will be a problem in the future, and pruning early to correct those problems minimizes the need to remove large branches. When pruning a tree, try to work with the tree's natural growth pattern. It's best, it's the strongest growth pattern that tree can produce. If a branch is too long or growing in the wrong direction, prune it back to a side branch growing in a more appropriate direction, or remove the branch entirely. Be very reluctant about cutting branches back to some arbitrary point. This generally doesn't accomplish what you need to accomplish, and it oftentimes stimulates lots of new growth to grow out right into the same direction. One of the trees most commonly pruned incorrectly by cutting them back hard is the crepe myrtle. Please do not arbitrarily cut back crepe myrtles or any other type of tree in your landscape. When using a saw for pruning, you need to make sure you use the right kind of saw. Use a pruning saw that you can purchase at your local nursery or garden center. These are designed for the job. Some of them have a slight curve in the blade, which aids in the sawing action in tight spaces. Trees can generally be pruned any time of the year. Winter's a good time to prune deciduous trees while they're leafless. This allows you to see their structure more clearly, and you don't have to deal with the weight of the leaves. Pruning trees can be very dangerous and should be approached cautiously. Always watch for power lines and be very careful when using power tools. If the job seems more than you can handle safely, always seek help from a professional. Make sure the arborist you hire is licensed by the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry and is properly insured. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.